This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Unfortunately, the gaggle is drawing to a close. We love the gaggle here on You Better You Bet. Great job by our executive producer, Scott Lynn. Rest of our crew here today, technical director Bill Natz, our board op Jake the Snake Hassan, and of course, God's perfect creation, downtown, Mike Brown. Power Hour coming up 20 minutes from now. All our bets for tonight, college hoops, NHL, NBA, and Oven Nats. It'll be that time of the night, 1 hour from right now. But joining us right now on the show in his regular Tuesday spot, when there's not Thanksgiving and no golf, but almost every other Tuesday here on You Better You Bet, is the great James Mazzola from the For Profit Podcast, which we urge all our listeners and viewers to check out. If you like winning money on golf, please check out James's podcast, which is the For Profit Podcast. He is also on Twitter at JMazJD. We're great to welcome him back to the show. JMaz, welcome back. It's Nick and Ken, brilliant BetQL Network, on this terrific Tuesday. Hope it was a great Thanksgiving for you and your family. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, you know, enjoying The little low in golf is nice when you go pretty much 52 weeks out of the year. A nice little hit and giggle this week, but I'm enjoying the time off. But I'm also excited for what will be, you know, the opening of the season and the West Coast Swing, which I obviously love. We're still about a month away from all that, but you know, we do have a tournament this week, so we can definitely get some action in.
Yeah, absolutely. The Hero World Challenge, which has a great field. We can ask you about it in a second, but I'm just curious, James, we haven't talked about this yet on the show. Obviously, there's not really a betting impact for this, but obviously you're our golf expert. We have it in the show to talk about every single tournament. I was curious what you thought of the Tiger Woods press conference today. He was in the Bahamas giving his first press conference since the accident. Had some, you know, answers that would lead you to believe maybe golf not really in the cards, at least in the short-term future. I'm just curious if you saw it and kind of what your expectation is like. Do you think we're going to see him at the Masters or a future major of any kind? Just kind of like, I'm sure you followed his career really closely. You love the game. What did you make of those comments today, and how optimistic are you we could ever see him golf again?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You definitely made one of the, you know, temper any expectations. We saw him, you know, take a couple swings there. You know, he posted something on his Instagram. Looked real slow, real methodical there. He's going to have to ramp that up to be able to compete on the tour level, of course. But you know, even when talking like, hey, I'm not nearly ready, all this stuff, he also kind of harkened back to, you know, the old days. Ben Hogan, many may know, some may not, was hit by a bus and basically like broke his, like every leg and every bone in his lower body, was able to return and win a Masters, went on this like schedule replay like 5 to 8 times a year. And, you know, Tiger mentioned that kind of being his game plan if he were to get back. I mean, if he's thinking of you know, doing a Hogan-esque thing, obviously somewhere in his mind that he can get back and compete. And when we consider Tiger Woods, I mean, this is a guy who has come back from obviously personal strife to compete again. And, you know, what in my opinion was more important, physical hardships to be able to compete again. And that's an interesting thing, you know, being able to come back from a back fusion and win a Masters, he's kind of got that in his back pocket. He's done it before. That would help him do it again. Will we see him win another tournament? I don't know. We will 100% see him compete in some capacity before the end of this, you know, before he hangs it up. But, you know, competing and actually winning, two completely different things. I'm never going to count him out, though.
All right, JMaz, let's see if we can get some winners for this tournament coming up, which is the Hero World Challenge at Albany Golf Club, which sounds terrible because who wants to be in upstate New York this time of year or ever? My apologies to anyone from upstate New York. I'm a snob from New York City. But then we see it's in the Bahamas, which is pretty awesome. What can you tell us about this course and like the metrics that you will be valuing going into this tournament before we get into some of the picks?
You know, this is interesting. This is a tournament that's been held here for some time now. It is Tiger's event, right? So that's why we're hearing from him. He's the host, you know, goes to his foundation. And we have some awesome players. We have basically 19 of the top 50 in the world. All these guys except Henrik Stenson, who is, you know, returning, who is the defending champion, are here. It's a 20-man field, so we do have some short numbers. The golf course This is a resort. This is an exclusive resort. Like, these guys are on vacation. This is a beautiful place to go. And when Tiger, you know, puts out the bat signal, so to speak, these guys will come for him. So this is a lot to do with his connection to this tournament, but also this is a wonderful, beautiful place for these guys to just get some reps. And you know, they're all, you know, relatively friendly, except probably, you know, Reed and Bryson. So, you know, those guys, everyone else likes each other probably. And so this golf course is going to be an easy golf course. It's going to be a pitch and putt, wide fairways, easy to read greens. Again, the kind of resort courses that we do see from time to time on the PGA Tour. But also you have to keep in mind, with Stinson being a previous winner, kind of, you know, he's a guy who hits 3-wood off the tee, right? So length probably doesn't matter as much, but this tournament, again, this is a hit and giggle. This is very little competitive juices are going to be flowing for these guys here. They get world ranking points, but no FedEx Cup points. This is just basically, hey, thanks, Tiger. Let me spend a week in the Bahamas. Let me get 4 rounds of golf. And also, let me get a guaranteed paycheck.
Well, so, James, I'm curious then, with that explanation, and it makes sense, right? If, like, if Stenson is the defending champion and this is the quality of the field, then, you know, crazy things are maybe a little bit more possible. I'm curious if that played into your betting process for outrights, especially because it's a pretty flat betting market, but it's still obviously going to be organized in terms of who the best golfers are, despite, even if no one takes it seriously, right? Morikawa's the best player playing in the field. He's going to be the favorite because John Rahm's not playing in the field. Justin Thomas, Bryson, Rory, they're the next best players in the world. They would be next. I'm curious if motivation or lack thereof played a part in your outright. So give us a couple guys that you like this week at prices, and maybe just explain a little bit more, like, are you going a little lower on the odds board in a short field, admittedly, because maybe something crazy might happen?
Yeah, you know, and Winston to one, you know, let's just make sure that we understand, like, he was playing really well. Winston used to be one of the best players in the world. That was, you know, that was 2 years ago. That was pre-COVID, and he has absolutely been terrible since. So, you know, we have to keep, you know, keep that in mind. I think he was like 20-1, 20, something like that, 30-1. But again, we're talking about like 15 guys back in 2019. We're 20 now of the 20 of the best guys. So, you know, I'm just going straight to the top of the board. I'm not going to have a lot for this golf tournament in terms of outright market. Colin Morikawa is playing amazing golf. Just coming off a win on the race to Dubai, obviously a second place to Rory there at the CJ Cup. And so, you know, this is the guy who is playing absolutely out of his mind golf. And I feel like we're getting a little bit of value on him because Rory's actually the betting favorite in a lot of markets for some reason, which makes absolutely no sense to me. And we'll talk about that a little bit head-to-head markets. But I'm going to take a little bit of Colin, and then we're going to need to jump down. And I'm not quite sure who I'm going to come back down with. Patrick Reed at 27-30-1. He's had an excellent form on this course, who obviously, you know, liked it. And let's be real, he's competing every single time he steps out on the golf course. The guy's a lunatic, right? Like, he doesn't care if it's, you know, on Mars. That guy's going to be grinding his butt off trying to win a tournament, especially for the money. So, you know, a guy who probably isn't very distracted either, because it's not like he's going to be going out to dinner with any of these guys, you know, in the evening time or hanging out at the beach post-round. So Reed's a guy that I'm thinking about. And the guy who's been getting a lot of pub and who I'm also considering, you know, lower in the market is Justin Rose. Haven't seen him play well, especially in 2021 season. You know, we have to go all the way back to really pre-COVID to see his good form. But he has been showing some form both on the European Tour and here in the spring season. We know his talent. I mean, this is a major winner. Guy's won multiple times, both European and on the PGA Tour. Getting him at 30. So I'm going to probably grab one of those two guys at a longer shot, and then I'm just going to stick it at the top with my boy Colin.
James, you bet BetQL Network, Costos and Barkley talking golf this weekend with our pal James Mazzola from the For Profit Podcast on Twitter at JMazJD. James, what about some derivatives that you're looking to play, head-to-heads, et cetera?
Yeah, so derivative market, this is kind of an interesting week. Having only 20 guys, a lot of books are offering a win place market, right? So you can actually either pick the exact finishing of these guys. So what I'm looking at is, I'm looking at a Colin Finau first, second, any order at 60-1. I mean, what better spot for Tony Finau to get a victory than a tournament that doesn't matter at all? I mean, he won on a Monday that nobody watched. So, you know, this is basically the same exact thing, right? So a Finau call-in, you know, you can get any of these guys in a first and second, in the first and second market. Really fun bet with only 20 guys, and you're going to be able to, you know, increase those odds a little bit. Keep in mind that if they tie for second, most books will dead heat that entire bet. So check your book rules before you go ahead and just start loading up on those fun bets. But again, this is kind of a fun weekend. The other thing that I'm looking at, Morikawa is basically a pick-em to both Rory and JT. At this point, that is just ridiculous. Morikawa is just a far better golfer than those two guys are and have been since COVID, right? So we have a long sample of Morikawa being better than both of those guys. They're -110 across the board. And the other thing I'm considering, I haven't quite pulled the trigger yet, considering a full fade of Bryson. you're able to get Xander and Snead as a dog to Bryson. Now, he could obviously just bomb it all over the place and completely, you know, flood this golf course with birdies. But what we saw that Brooks, whatever that was, you know, when he played with Brooks, he was playing terrible and he wasn't hitting anything close. That will obviously have to change. You know, Brooks basically, you know, thrashed him over the course of 8 holes. He couldn't even get through the whole dang thing. So Bryson's a guy I'm considering a fade of, especially at those dog prices for Smith and Xander. But again, we need motivations here are in question, and we know Bryson will obviously be competing hard because he's the same kind of mold as Reed. So those are some things I'm considering. Definitely going all in on Colin this week, though.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
James, we only have a couple minutes left, and obviously to close some of the interviews we've had with you, we've gotten a Pac-12 football pick from you. Obviously, Washington Husky fan, it's been not a great year. Apple Cup was maybe not a great Apple Cup for the team. I might have had Washington in the game. Thankfully, had the over as well, which needed Wazoo to basically hit the entire thing for. Curious if you have a thought on the Pac-12 title game, though, which is obviously going to be at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas this year. We talked about that earlier in the show. Utah, who bludgeoned Oregon a few weeks ago, is a 3-point favorite on a neutral total, I believe, something like 59.5 in the game. Any thoughts on the Pac-12 title game here? We got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, Pac-12 title, you know, a rematch. And with Oregon coming up, you know, interesting game against Oregon State, to say the least. Pretty much have underperformed to their talent level, at least this year, playing for the Pac-12 championship, though, you know, you would think that's a, you know, obviously a goal every year for that team. I was huge on the under in that game in Utah. This game, I don't like the under as much, but I do like Oregon to bounce back. You know, that the home field in Utah is one of the toughest places to play. And, you know, the game was relatively close up until that third quarter when, you know, Utah basically just ran away with it. I like a little bit of a flip there. Oregon fans will travel amazingly to Vegas. I expect that to be more of a 50-50 atmosphere. I would imagine Utah fans will get down there as well. But, you know, what a great week for the Pac-12 in general. We have coaches now. We actually have guys who can coach teams, right? So not only do we have Cristobal recruiting his butt off there in Oregon, but, you know, we Washington hires Fresno State's coach, DeBoer, which I absolutely love. I think his offensive game plan is going to, you know, be wonderful there with Sam Heward. But, you know, let's not bury the lead here. Lincoln Riley, USC, is huge. This guy can recruit. This guy in an area with amazing quarterback talent and basically recruiting against nobody else. USC being right back there. So a wonderful week for the Pac-12. Maybe we're back. Probably no one's going to watch anyways. But it was an awesome coaching carousel. I really like the moves the team's made.
James, what was the best thing you ate Thanksgiving dinner last Thursday?
Oh, my gosh. My stepmom makes the best stuffing. Puts a little bit of Jimmy Dean sausage in there, which really is kind of the kicker. It's not a commonly used technique. You know, guys stuff the bird with it so you get it nice and moist. But the stuffing is kind of is always the star. I consider the rest of it more the catalyst for the stuffing. So you get a couple different bites with the mashed potatoes, with the gravy, with the turkey, with the stuffing. I mean, it's every year. That's the good thing I look forward to.
Honestly, the handicap of the stuffing might have been better than the golf handicap. And the golf handicap was great. James, we love having you on the show on Twitter at JamesJD, For Profit Podcast, my friend. Wishing you the best of luck this weekend and the best of luck to your son, Colin Morikawa. I'll be betting on him too. And we will catch up with you next week here on You Better, You Bet.
Awesome, guys. Talk soon.
Our friend, James Mazzola, giving us golf picks here on You Better You Bet. I'm going to bet the you-know-what out of this tournament, Ken, and I'm looking forward to it. And our golf bet segment tomorrow.
Yeah, my that's on the docket for tonight is doing the work on this tournament. Got to dust off the golf spreadsheets after a couple weeks off, and we'll see. I mean, everyone good is playing in it. How bad could the tournament be? I think it'll at least be fun, even if I don't really know who's going to win.
Okay, the gaggle is over, and that means the power hour is on nigh. Coming up next here on You Better You Bet, an hour of picks, NHL, NBA, college basketball, and overnights.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.